in the strength, and in the gifts that you alone provide. Amen. In the winter of 1777, General George Washington and his Continental Army were in a precarious position. The past year had not been a favorable one for Washington and his fellow revolutionaries, with the famed general having suffered a number of humiliating defeats at the hands of the British. To add further insult to injury, Washington's army was also severely undersupplied. Shortages of food, ammunition, and winter clothing were beginning to have devastating effects on the already demoralized soldiers. Nevertheless, there was one shortage in particular that concerned General Washington most. A shortage of shoes. In a letter written to Congress that year, General Washington described just how dire the situation was for his men. Of his 11,000 soldiers, roughly 3,000 were unfit for service or hospitalized because they were barefoot. One of Washington's soldiers, a man by the name of Joseph Plum Martin, recalled how he and his fellow revolutionaries were forced to make their own shoes out of cowhide to protect their feet from frostbite. The only alternative was to go barefoot, Martin later wrote in his memoir, as hundreds of my companions had to, till they might be tracked by their bloody footprints upon the rough, frozen ground. If the experience of Washington and his men teach us anything, it's this. When it comes to warfare, adequate footwear is a must. And well, it turns out that footwear is also a must when it comes to this spiritual conflict that we find ourselves engaged in today with our enemy, the devil. If it wasn't, then I doubt Paul would have included footwear in the armor of God, which he lists here in Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 20. Now, by way of reminder, the armor of God symbolizes the various spiritual resources which every believer has at his disposal in his conflict with the devil. Two Sundays ago, we considered the first spiritual resource that God has given to us. Truth, which Paul compares to a belt that we strap around our waist. Last Sunday, we considered the believer's second resource, the righteousness of God, which Paul, the apostle, compares to a breastplate that we put on that protects our heart. Now, this Sunday, I want to consider the third spiritual resource which we believers have at our disposal, namely the gospel message itself, which Paul compares to a pair of boots. Now, why do believers need these gospel boots? Well, I think God gives us these gospel boots for two reasons. And I want to consider those two reasons this morning. God gives us these boots because Christian soldiers need stability and mobility in our conflict with the evil one. Let's consider the first reason. God gives Christian soldiers boots because we need stability. In Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 20, Paul repeatedly exhorts believers to be stable. For instance, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, the apostle says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to," what? "To stand against the schemes of the devil. Now, Paul repeats this exhortation later on in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, where he says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." And then he goes on to say, "Stand." So Paul clearly expects Christian soldiers to stand firm in their fight. But to stand firm, we'll need a reliable source of stability to keep us from slipping when our enemy begins charging our position, as he is prone to do. And well, this is the purpose of the gospel shoes. Back in Paul's day, every Roman soldier would have been issued with a particular kind of shoe called the caliga. It's more than likely that Paul had this particular shoe in mind in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. The caliga looked like a cross between leather sandals and a pair of footy boots. The front of the shoe was not enclosed like an ordinary boot, allowing a soldier's toes to breathe. This was a great advantage considering the vast distances many Roman soldiers were forced to march. These shoes were designed not only with mobility in mind, but for stability too, with studs hammered into the soles of the shoes. Now, this helped prevent soldiers from slipping or losing their footing in the middle of a skirmish. While a Roman soldier's stability came from his good pair of caligas, the Christian soldier's stability comes from her gospel boots. Now look again at verse 15. It says, "And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness or the preparation, which comes from the gospel of peace." In our conflict with the evil one, we have a reliable source of stability, says Paul. The gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is simply the good news of how God has made peace with sinners like us through the saving work of Jesus, his son. Paul writes about this elsewhere in his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. He says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the good news at the heart of our faith. Sinners like us have been set right with God through no work of our own, but simply through believing in Jesus. This is the gospel of peace. This gospel is the only reliable source of stability when the evil one inevitably comes charging at us. The devil, after all, desperately wants us to lose our footing in the fight. He wants us to fall over. He knows that if he can get us off balance, he just might be able to push us down. Now, here are some ways he often tries to do this. Firstly, by tempting us to disobedience. "Sin isn't that big of a deal," he says. "It's just a bit of harmless fun that no one will know about. Besides, you're forgiven, aren't you? Doesn't that mean you can do what you want?" Another way the devil tempts to push us off balance is by tempting us to despair. "You're a hopeless cause," he whispers into your ear. "You're beyond redemption. You may as well sign off early." Another way he tries to get us off balance is through doctrinal error. Are you sure that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone? That sounds too easy to me. Maybe there's something you need to do to ensure that God will love you. See what I mean? You have an enemy who wants you to lose your balance in the fight. And he'll use all the tricks in his book to push you over. Because when you're on the ground, you're useless in the fight. This is why the gospel is such an important spiritual resource in your fight with the devil. Like a good pair of boots, the gospel gives you stability whenever your opponent tries to push you over. For instance, when he tempts you to disobedience, the gospel stabilizes you by reminding you that you are no longer a child of disobedience, but a child of the Father. Or when he tempts you to despair, the gospel stabilizes you by reminding you that your life is so precious to God that he gave up his Son to gain you for eternity. Or when he tempts you to doctrinal error, the gospel stabilizes you by reminding you of what is actually true in the midst of the lies that the devil whispers into your ear. Like a good pair of boots, the gospel gives believers like you and me stability in our fight with the evil one. Stability isn't the only reason God gives us these boots, though. God gives these boots because Christian soldiers like you and me also need mobility in our conflict with the evil one. While Paul no doubt had the Roman caliber in mind when he wrote Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15, the apostle may also have been thinking about Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Let me give you a bit of context while you turn there in your Bibles. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, Isaiah the prophet speaks about a future day when God will restore the fortunes of his people. Isaiah pictures a messenger coming to the people from a faraway land with a message containing good news to these discouraged and wayward sinners. Now notice what the prophet declares there in Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings gospel, who brings good news, who publishes what? Peace. Who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. While the apostle may have only been alluding to Isaiah 52, verse 7 in Ephesians 6, verse 15, he goes all the way and quotes it directly in his letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 14. While contemplating the absolute necessity of evangelism, the apostle writes, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach gospel or good news. God has given Christian soldiers like us boots, not only to keep us stable, but to make us mobile in the fight. See, sometimes the best form of defense is actually offense. This is true when it comes to football, but it's especially true when it comes to our conflict with the evil one. The gospel not only stabilizes us when we come under the attack of the evil one, the gospel mobilizes us for counterattack too. Whenever we proclaim the gospel, we are engaging in an act of spiritual warfare, brothers and sisters. Just think about it. The devil would much prefer it if we were to keep the message that God reigns all to ourselves. That way he's able to keep people under his control. And so he delights when our boots are gathering dust in the cupboard. And he would much prefer it if we didn't tell others about the peace of God that can be theirs through faith in Jesus Christ. That way he's able to keep torturing people's consciences over sin. And so he delights when he sees our boots gathering dust in the cupboard. The devil doesn't want us to put on the boots. He'd much prefer if we left them in the cupboard. For he knows that when believers, when Christian soldiers get mobile with the gospel, his power begins to diminish in this world. When believers get mobile with the gospel, incredible things begin to occur. Children of disobedience are suddenly transformed into sons and daughters of the Father. Those afflicted by the devil over past mistakes are suddenly set free for eternity. Those who once belonged to the kingdom of darkness are miraculously transformed and transferred into the kingdom of Jesus. The devil quakes in his boots whenever Christian soldiers like you make use of your gospel boots. By getting mobile with the good news. There is nothing the devil wants more than to keep us, to keep our boots locked away. Nevertheless, we believers must never forget who the boots belong to in the first place. It is the armor of God, remember, meaning that this armor belongs to God and was worn by him first. These boots, they belong to Jesus. He was the first one to strap on these gospel boots, after all. Listen to what Paul wrote earlier on in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 17. And he, that is Jesus, came and preached what to you? Peace to you who are far off, and peace to those who are near. Whenever we get mobile with the gospel, we strap on Jesus' well-worn boots. Whenever we proclaim the gospel, we proclaim a message that Jesus first proclaimed to us. We walk in his steps. We proclaim his words. And far more importantly, we go with his blessing and his power. Let's pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful that in this fight with the evil one, you have given us stability. A stability found not in our own achievements, nor in our own strength, but in what you have done for us. Lord, we ask that we might find our stability in this gospel grip. Lord, we ask too that you would remind us why you've given us these boots as well. Not only to keep us stable, but to make us mobile. To bring the good news that our God reigns to those who are at war with him. So make us faithful, we pray, by putting on these boots. Amen.